Hello and welcome back to the Man I Love Film podcast. Chell is busy this week, so I have a little outtake from our Teen Beach movie episode that was already super long, and this is almost 8 whole minutes of us just talking about DCOMs and a little bit about Barbie movies. So I saved it just for a week like this, and I'm just gonna post this as like a mini episode to fill this week in until hopefully next week we'll be watching Tremors. So I considered, because I went to the Florida Film Festival this past weekend, I considered maybe talking a bit about that, but I'm kind of excited to talk about that with Chell. So I think I'm going to save that for next week. But yeah, please enjoy.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if we didn't really prepare for this, and I think this might push us into too long, but like, do you have any other examples of just like favorites? Because I'm curious. I'm not going to be like, name your top five now, but like.
Ooh, other like DCOM ones?
Or maybe not even necessarily like your favorite, but like nostalgic ones.
Nostalgic ones. I was really big into Minutemen. That was something I was about. What else? I'm looking up DCOM movies.
Like, I feel like it's just interesting to like when you say that this is like one of your sisters, because your sister's what, 4 years younger than us? Like, when you say that this is one of her favorite Disney movies, I always just find it interesting, like how relatively small age differences just means like a whole world of difference in the Disney Channel timeline. Because like, I would say that like, I don't know if like you watched them, but like, we gained consciousness when I at least was able to they were probably just doing replays at this point of like the Cheetah Girls, and so, but they were doing them frequently enough that I enjoyed the Cheetah Girls and passively enjoyed like Xenon. I think Xenon is like really pushing the depths of my memory, and then anything pre-Xenon, I don't, never heard of her. And then like prime our age was like High School Musical, Camp Rock. Which honestly, I don't know if that's nostalgia or if that's genuinely like just the best period of Disney Channel. I don't know.
I'm trying to look at these DCOM movies because I remember, like, I remember some of them from 2005. So I remember the Proud Family movie because they would rerun it. I remember seeing Twitches. I remember seeing High School Musical. I remember seeing Cowbells, Wendy Wu. Didn't really watch Read It and Weep. Obviously, the Cheetah Girls. Jump In, I liked that one. But I never saw the Johnny, what was it? Johnny Capahala?
I know who you're talking about. I saw them, but I don't really like remember them much.
Yeah. High School Musical, Twitches 2, Minutemen. Once we hit 2008, I remember seeing them. So like, I recall Minutemen. I remember Cheetah Girls, One World. I remember Dadnapped. I remember Hatching Pete, Princess Protection Program, Wizards of Waverly Place, the movie.
I mean, Wizards of Waverly Place, like, as like just an entire thing, was like a whole moment.
Starstruck. Love that one. I never saw Avalon High. Your face.
I was literally like, if I want to carry on with this like DCOM thing that you've started this week, heavy, heavy debating Avalon High.
Oh my gosh. No, I never saw it. I saw the Suite Life movie, Lemonade Mouth, Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure, of course. This is where they start to lose me. 2011, Geek Charming. I don't remember it. But Radio Rebel, yes. Frenemies, no. Let It Shine, yes. Girl versus Monster, I saw, but I don't think I liked it. And then we hit 2013 with Teen Beach. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that. I'm going through the list and giving my opinions. We're getting fast. Cloud Nine didn't see it. Zapped didn't see it. How to Build a Better Boy didn't see it. Bad Hair Day didn't see it. Descendants saw it. Teen Beach 2, I remember seeing it. Don't remember a lot. Adventures in Babysitting didn't see it. The Swap, nope. Tangled Before Ever, nope. Descendants 2, yes, I think. Zombies, nope. The New Freaky Friday, nope. Kim Pop, and then we've already hit 2018. So like I definitely was like not on there anymore.
This is like, I'll try to be concise because I feel like I'm really bad at doing that. But I don't know if you saw Ted Nivison's video that he came out recently where he was like, and I didn't watch the whole thing, so maybe he does credit people. But in the part that I've seen, he watches all the Barbie movies and he starts mapping out the BCU. I'm sure that he eventually has unique things to say about it. I've been meaning to finish the video, but like the concept of the Barbie cinematic universe is something that has been well established and explored at this point. And I'm a little
Yeah.
peeved that he's like, guys, I just came up with this entire like string corkboard of how they're all related to each other. And I don't know if he actually claims to be the one who came up with that, but I was like, you're walking a really tight line now, infringing on Barbie lore. Anyways, I had a point in bringing that up. That was related to something. What were you saying before? Oh,
I was just like
okay.
going through.
Yeah. So it's like, but in the way that he describes in that video, that there's kind of like three phases of Barbie movies. There's like classic Barbie that kind of ends around like Three Musketeers. And then there's like sparkly fashion mermaid Barbie, and then like the animation starts to really change, and you get all of these random, she's going to space, she's playing herself for like most of them. I feel like there's like similar phases of Disney for me, where you have the phase where like I was conscious enough to realize that these were moments, and you have like me like fully being engrossed in them, like High School Musical, Camp Rock, Lemonade Mouth. Then when you start naming things like Geek Charming, I like saw those, but they were to me bad because we're getting older, but it's like I'm still watching Disney Channel. And
Yeah.
then I think once you start mentioning Adventures of Babysitting, that's where I check out. So like I had seen most of the ones that you named up to Adventures of Babysitting, and then after that I was like, I did watch all of the Descendants, but that was more because I had seen the first one, and then
Yeah.
I was like, well, I have to watch the rest of them. And then I had seen all the zombies ones because everyone was just talking about it, and it was like a really big moment for kids that were watching Disney at the time. And I was like, well, I have to check this out and compare it to our classics.
Yeah, I feel like it definitely fell off hard at some point where I was just like, yeah, I can't do this anymore. I think it was like after those zombie like the zombie movie started and I was like, yeah, I'm out.
Editing Isabel here again. That's pretty much it. It ends pretty abruptly because we just keep talking. But yeah, if you listened to this very, very short episode, you're a real one. I guess I always forget to say this in all of our main episodes. So if you stuck around for this, or if you even clicked on it and you're not already following us on Instagram or TikTok, our username on both is Man I Love Film Pod. And also, we would really appreciate if you gave us 5 stars, unless you hated this, then feel free to do nothing. Thank you very much. Goodbye.